Blog Talk Radio.
Almost live from somewhere in Nashville, Tennessee. Regime Entertainment presents It's Not Me, It's You, the show where the good, the bad, and the ugly of relationships are discussed from both genders' point of view. And now, here's your host, John.
Hey guys, good evening and welcome to It's Not Me, It's You. It's a beautiful Thursday night. We're going to be talking about long-distance relationships tonight with my good friend Stacy, and it's only fitting that I am in a hotel room in Bristol, Virginia, and she will be joining us from Kennesaw, Georgia, long-distance at its finest. So before we get going, we're going to do our normal regime entertainment music. And tonight, because I did not have time since I was driving all day today to get a new song on the air, we are going to repeat our song from a couple weeks ago, and that is the song called Die Living by Six Wire. Here we go.
Get one go round, say a prayer and give it hell. I like the way the fast lane feels. I take corners on two wheels. Out all night, I barely sleep. I fall, but I land on my feet. My heart gets broken, but it mends. I take a bullet for my friends. I give a damn when it's worth giving. When I die, I'll die living. Fast lane feels. I take corners on two wheels. Out all night, I barely sleep. I fall, but I land on my feet. My heart gets broken, but it mends. I take a bullet for my friend. I give a damn when it's worth giving. When I die, I'll die living. The way the fast lane feels, I take corners on two wheels. Out all night, I barely sleep. I fall, but I land on my feet. My heart gets broken, but it melts. I take a bullet for my friend. I give a damn when it's worth giving. When I die, I'll die living.
All right, that was Six Wire with Die Living. I love that song, so we keep playing it. We're going to talk about long-distance relationships tonight, and I'm not a big fan, to be honest with you. I've been in a couple of them, a few of them, I should say, over the course of my my life, while I was my single life at least, and never had really good success. And I've always told people that, you know, long distance relationships don't work out. Well, my friend Stacy is on the phone with us. Stacy, welcome to the show.
Well, hello.
Stacy,
thank you.
Again, it's you. Welcome. Calling us from Kennesaw, Georgia, while I'm in Southern Virginia, so we're going to do the long distance thing. But I've known Stacy, and Stacy's been on the show last year, and I've known her for a long, long time. And you know, and you've told me you've had some positive experiences, either you know people or had, you know, some yourself with long distance relationships. So you got a couple stories you want to share with us?
Well, of course, I'm Chatty Cathy.
Chatty Stacy. But yeah, why don't you share with us? Let's talk about, first of all, I want to hear a success story, whether it's you or your friends or, you know, yeah. Let's share the success story first and get the positive, you know, out of the way early before
the
we
positive,
start talking
okay.
about the negative, right?
Yeah, unlike you, I'm not a big fan of the long distance because, you know, it has not worked out for me. So yeah, well, let's talk about, you know, some friends that have had success. One of them, they met like 4 years ago. They did the long distance thing for like a year. And, of course, it was only an hour and a half apart, so they could see each other on the weekends. They could, you
yeah.
know, even get together, like, after work and stuff.
Well, that's
but,
yeah. And let's stop at that point, because I do want to talk about that as we were discussing earlier. You know, an hour and a half apart is good. I mean, you live outside of Atlanta. I mean, it takes an hour and a half to get from one side of Atlanta to the other. So
correct.
Conceivably, they could be in the same city and be an hour and a half apart. But, you know, I mean, for me, a long-distance relationship is defined as being, I think 4 hours or more apart from each other, driving distance.
Right.
Because you can't see each other, you know, every weekend. I mean, especially if it's longer than 4 hours. But, you know, it also just depends on how far and who's willing to make that drive. But
right.
anyway, go ahead with your story. Go ahead. Yeah, go with the. Let's get the positive story out of the way. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to
okay.
interject negative.
Well, no, I mean they now have lived together for the last 3 years, and they're actually engaged to get married.
Well, good. Good for them. Now, how long? You said they did it for a year.
Yes.
Long distance. Okay. How
yes.
did? Okay. They saw each other every weekend, but how did they deal with their
weekend? It wasn't every weekend. It would be every other. It was when she wouldn't have her kid.
Okay, gotcha. Well, how did they handle the weekdays? Do you know?
I mean, they would text like crazy. I mean,
okay.
I know that they would talk on the phone in the morning, in the evening. And they kind of live through Facebook and
okay.
other, you know, means.
Now, you said yourself you've tried that, right?
Yes. I mean, recently I did try that with somebody, you know, that was from Michigan. And
drive.
Yeah, so that, you know, but I mean, I knew... originally he'd said, you know, he lived here, and then it came out, and well, no, actually, I come here for business, you know, come here to, and he would be here for like 3 weeks at a time.
Okay.
So, and then he would go away for 2 to 3 months, and it seemed perfect, you know, at the beginning, and, you know, we would talk on a daily basis, and, you know, but then as time kind of went on, and like the third time rolled around, it kind of got old, you know, just seeing him for the weekend.
Yeah, what part got old? Just the entire thing?
Well, because when we would be together, I mean, it would be just, I mean, it seemed like a sexual relationship.
It's an adult show. It's an
adult, show. Let's put it that way. Thanks.
So so you were missing the day-to-day, you know, the talking and, you know.
Yeah, the beginning, it was like almost every, you know, like it was all the time. You know, we'd talk like for 4 hours, you know, in the evening on the telephone, like we were little kids.
Right.
And then as time wore on, it was kind of like you'd get the morning text, the good night text, and then it was like, uh-oh, I'm missing, you know, it kind of went backwards.
So how did that end?
We just kind of parted, and that was it.
Do you think that he had, you know, another woman in Michigan or somebody that was closer up there to him? Did you ever have that indication?
My gut, yes. Or, you know, because he traveled. I mean, he traveled, you know, all over the, you know, southeast. So it probably was common to him to have a different girl in every city.
Well, Atlanta's a big city, so that's
so,
good that the only one in that city, I guess, right?
Right. So. But, I mean, you know, he went to Nashville, you know, like, yeah. So there were other places that he traveled.
I understood. And that's, you know, that's my biggest complaint.
Because you don't know what's happening in their hometown, you know?
You don't know what's happening. You don't know who they're with. You don't know, you know, what's going on. Now, you know, I can cite a specific friend of mine. I'll share a couple stories that, you know, she was in Nashville. He was a friend of a friend of hers, but he lived and worked in South Carolina. So
okay.
She actually would drive to South Carolina eight hours every Friday after work and come back every Sunday. About every weekend to go see him because, you know, he came to Nashville when he could, obviously, to see her. But they did that for a good year. And then they finally, you know, she was finally able to pick up her life and move it to South Carolina to be with him, which, you know, and they're
That's
very happy.
Fair.
And they're,
yeah.
But, you know, he was a great guy. He knew better than to do anything to cheat on her or anything like that. But then you flip around the other side of it that, you know, I've seen you know, I don't know how they did it before Skype, first of all. And I don't
True.
Know how they did before free long distance because, you know, I had a long distance relationship when I was younger with a woman in Michigan as well. I don't know what it is about Michigan, but nobody wants to go up there apparently. But, and, you know, my freaking monthly phone bill, long distance bill was like $400. You know, this was way back when we still had, you know, we had cordless phones, but we didn't have free long distance and, you know,
right.
cell phones at that point. So, yeah, I mean, it got really expensive to even talk to somebody. And, you know, certainly text was not invented and all that. This is back in covered wagon days, you know.
Right. Writing letters, pen pals.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, there's another idea. Write a letter, yeah. But it got, you know, now with the the onset of, you know, cell phones and free text messaging and free, you know, internet and free everything to communicate and social media and all that, it's a lot easier to have one. But you still, just like anything else, you still don't know what they're doing or who they're doing it with. And
right.
There is a serious amount of trust that has to go into it, especially when you're just meeting. You know, in your situation
right.
that you're describing, you know, you have no idea. I mean, you can come out and ask them, but, you know, people lie all the time, or, you know, he could have a wife right there in the other room. You don't know, you know,
right.
or she could have, and mine could have had a husband in the other room, whatever. And nobody wants to be the other person, you know, but, any other good stories to share?
Well, there was the other one, but they've been married almost 30 years this year, but over
cool.
the last 6 years, due to, you know, housing and jobs and all that good stuff. They had bought a, they're from Virginia. They had bought a house here in Atlanta, and then he couldn't get the same kind of job to support the house, so he went back to Virginia to get a job. So she travels back and forth every, you know, 3 months. She goes up there for a month and then comes down here.
Wow. They need somebody
and
to
it works
to.
For them. I mean,
Does
their kids
it?
Are grown, you know, and for Christmas, he'll come down, you know, to Atlanta so he can be in his big house.
Right. So she rattles around that big house every other month by herself, huh?
Well, I mean, the grown kids live there, of course.
Oh. Okay, so they're not that grown, then, if they're still living at home.
They're in
but
their
20s. Somebody's got to watch the house. Yeah, somebody's got to watch
yeah.
the house
while she's gone, yes.
Yeah. Party time. But do you know how often do they talk on the phone? How often do they communicate otherwise?
A lot.
Not-
I mean, because she doesn't work, so, I mean...
Oh, she's bored.
Now, he's busy. He's in the car business, so, I mean, he, you know, works all the time. But, yeah, I mean, they talk all the time about, you know,
so,
what's going on and his day-to-day
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
And
so it's working for him, you think?
It's working.
Well, good.
I mean, they're still happily married.
And that's kind of out of necessity other than, you know, like, you know, in our cases where they actually, you know, we meet somebody who actually lives in a different town, you know.
Right.
Which is, you know, a lot different story. Sometimes necessity. And, you know, after 30 years of marriage, they are pretty much, you know, good to go, I think. If they haven't screwed it up by now, they're not going to.
Right. Right now, they probably look at it as a vacation from each other.
Exactly. Time, yeah, exactly. And a month is not that long when you think about it, you know. So, but you do definitely want to rattle around in the house a little bit. You know, he's got a house up there, right? Or an apartment?
He has an apartment up there.
Okay. So, you know, everybody likes, he can sit and watch sports and do his thing, and she can, you know, do the thing, and she's got the kids to keep her company. So it sounds like a good
mm-hmm.
situation. But,
right.
You know, again, very rarely do we come across people that they actually work long-term in this situation. I mean, like your other friends, you know, they did it for a year, I think you said, right?
Yep.
So, and then at some point, something had to give. Somebody had to move closer. Somebody had to do something to get them in
and
the same.
Right.
So what happened? What happened with them?
She ended up moving. He was the one that had the job, you know, of 10 years or whatever. And eventually she ended up finding a job before she moved down here.
Okay, good.
And it's worked out. I mean, yeah, they're happy as can be.
Well, good. And, you know, I mean, I have another friend who lives in Nashville, or he moved to St. Louis. They've been together almost 4 years. And, you know, they're talking about how are they going to, you know, how is it going to work? Because, you know, she's been now in Missouri for, God, how long? Almost a year, I guess. Been close to a year. And he visited up there for the very first time just a couple weeks ago. They met halfway.
Oh, wow.
Times, whatever, but, you know, working, you know, odd hours of jobs and stuff like that is very difficult for him to get away for any couple of days at a time, you know. But they talk on the phone all the time, but there's a lot of strain on it because on their relationship, even after 4 years, because, you know, they're heading towards getting married, hopefully, but there's not any movement towards that direction. So the question is, you know, does he propose while they're living in different cities? What do you think about that? Would you accept a marriage proposal from somebody that you were in love with if he lived in a different city?
I mean, again, I mean, at that point there had to, you know, be some kind of discussions of who's going to make the sacrifice to move.
Well,
she
would probably move back because, you know, or they would go to another city altogether, but. You know, the question I came about with her was, you know, if I'm him, do I put a ring on it when she's living in another city and not able to move back financially or otherwise at this point? But, you know, then on the female side, does she accept it knowing
right.
that she can't move back for a while and they won't be together for a while? But they're also tired of, but you get that commitment thing, you know? Versus
right, then
just
you get that movement, right, the forward. You know, the
so
progress.
It's a tough spot because they're doing long distance, and it's a tough and, quite frankly, it's a sucky spot for both of them because it is just not something that you intentionally want to put yourself into that position. So now it might be a good year before she's going to be able to move back. What do you do? You know, it'll be close to 5 years by the time that year is up that they've been together. At some point, people aren't getting any younger, you know?
Right.
So. There's a lot of issues that you got to deal with, and everybody has a different. Now, you know, they've been together for a while. Your friends have been together for a while. But let's take it like, you know, we just meet somebody. I'm sitting in a hotel here in Southern Virginia, you know, heading towards D.C. tomorrow. But after the show, I may go down to the bar, and, you know, there may be somebody down there I might meet. And we
right.
strike up a conversation, and we decide, okay, well, where are you from? Well, I'm from, you know, she's from, I don't know, Richmond, and I'm from Nashville. And we hit it off. Do we enter into a long-distance situation at that point? Well, I would say no. I label that geographically undesirable.
Like, do you just quit talking to her? Like,
no, I never quit talking. I never quit talking to anybody, Stacey, you know that. But, you know, do I take it further? I mean, I'll be honest with you, even in Nashville, if somebody lives an hour away from me, I pretty much don't talk to them, you know, because it just doesn't seem logical that I'm going to make the trip down or they're going to make the trip up unless you're meeting in the middle. It's just, it's
right.
so difficult to even make time. And that's where the important question is, do you want
right.
to make time to spend with that person? It's no different than anywhere else. Whether you're in the
right.
same city or not, do you want to make time to spend with that person?
You're exactly right.
Yeah. So, that said, now that I've got my lecturing out of the way, I know, we're going to talk about some a couple of different things. There are things that you can do if you're in a long-distance relationship that will help make them work. and you know, things to do in the relationship to make the LDR, as we will call it now, long distance relationship, LDR, just because if I say long distance relationship too much, I'll start stuttering, and I will say something else totally weird. So we're just going to call it LDR.
Okay.
And then why, you know, and then some reasons why long distance relationships, as I just said, LDRs don't work. So let's focus on the positive, as I said, and as we started, we're starting our theme here,
okay.
And talk about how to make an LDR work, okay? And I want your input and what your thoughts are as I read these off, and, you know, add your comments. You're going to be my color commentator
okay.
for tonight. Okay? All right. Number one, the first thing we talked about earlier, make sure you're both clear on the nature of the relationship, okay? And I had a show on this a few weeks ago about naming the relationship, defining it. Are you dating? Are you boyfriend, girlfriend? Are you engaged? Are you exclusive? You know, are you hanging out? Are you friends with benefits? What is the nature of the relationship? Because you need to know that even more being long distance than you do being
right.
close up. Because you can see them and you know, more often. But the difficult and awkward question that you have to ask eventually, if not right away, is are you open to relocating if this becomes more serious? And what are you looking to get out of the relationship? So if you both state your goals and your expectations up front, you will be able to, you know, work better together to build something that might actually turn into a long-lasting relationship. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, it goes back to, I mean, it's kind of that awkward, you know, when you're working on, you know, a relationship, but, you know, where you want to label the relationship. But in this mm-hmm. case, you have to. You have to get the expectations out there. And obviously, I mean, if you're meeting, let's just say, you know, the bar situation you were kind of bringing up, and you guys do hit it off, you guys swap numbers, you continue on or whatever, but I mean, at some point, you know, as you guys continue to, if there was like a relationship going on, you have to say, hey, you know, are you going to relocate? Am I going to do it? And who,
yeah,
you know, who
I mean,
has the...
Because you know what, you want to end it before it gets too far if you're not going to agree on any of that stuff, you know?
But it could always change, I mean...
It could always change, but if
someone
if
could lie and say, yes, I'm all about moving.
Yeah, true. Then you'll end it later when you figure out they're not.
True.
So, but that's the first and most important thing, I think, in help making it work. Of all the ones we're going to talk about, that is the most important, that you're both on the same page when you decide to actually have a long-distance relationship. The second thing is doing things together, okay? Even though you're long-distance, you can do things together, you know, over a phone call, over Skype, but you don't want to, you know, just do the same old thing like talking on the phone. Here are some examples. Take an online class together. Learn a language together. Do something, an online project or an online community. Share an online journal or a scrapbook. Cook a meal together. You know, I mean, we have Skype, we have webcams, you can share that, you know, by just, you know, eating dinner together even. I mean, I was just watching Big Bang Theory and, you know, do you ever watch that show?
I don't.
Okay. The nerds on the show, they have Skype dates with their girlfriends because they don't like social interaction with each other in person. It's very funny. Share your online calendars. Challenge each other, you know, like if you work out together, you know, what did you do on your workout? Challenge each other to be, you know, better with whatever you're doing on a daily basis. Read the same book or an article so you have something else to talk about. Because we get today, oh, it was fine, how was your day, what did you do? Well, I had tuna fish for lunch. Okay, nobody cares, okay? As time goes on, that's going to get very, very boring. The other thing you can do, and this goes back to When Harry Met Sally, my favorite relationship movie. Watch a TV show or a movie at the same time and be online with each other while you're doing it and talk about it. That's a really cool idea.
Hmm.
Have you ever done anything like that?
I have not.
See, now you're going to take all these ideas and go get
along. I am, and now I'm going to try and find a LDR to work out.
Okay, well, good. There you go. Let's see. All right. We're already helping you. All right. Number three, communicate in some way every day more than once impossible. Now, that goes without saying. We kind of do that on our own. You know, you even mentioned, you know, a good morning text, a midday text, and a good evening text, and a good night text. Right there is four. Okay.
Right.
But mix it up. You know, I mean, you know, we have that three-day rule. You know, if you're in a long-distance relationship, you're not waiting 3 days to talk to somebody because you want to talk to them. You don't know what's going on. You want to be in their life, and you want to keep you in front of them. You know, it comes
right
down to marketing and sales. We both know that, right? It's all about sales and marketing and making sure you're in front of that client, making sure that your name is out there for that person that you want to hang out with. And it's so sad that I put that in the business text, but so can you think of, I mean, did you ever do the webcam thing and, you know, Skype and all that with
Yeah, folks? We've done Skype and, of course, you know, FaceTime with the iPhones.
Oh, yeah, I'm a Droid guy, but that's okay.
Yeah, so that works out very well. And, of course, there's other apps out there. I mean, there's Tango, you know, other things that you can do. As a matter of fact, Snapchat just released today that they have they're doing more of the chatting, and they released some kind of an upgrade today. But,
yes, I have not upgraded mine, so I need to do that, apparently.
And it was more of like a live type thing. It wasn't just, you know, it goes away in 7 seconds. So
well, that's good.
Cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I have done that, and that is, you know, but again, you know, it kind of goes back to the relationship 101, you know, it's finding the time to do that, you know, and you just got to put that, you know, commitment in there.
Well, it's finding the time, making the time, both of them.
Correct.
You know?
And you're right, making the time.
Making the time. Do you want to make the time for this person or not? And,
right.
You know, and there's more coming. But,
I was going to say, and with the LDR, I mean, you're right, you have to do it even more so because you're not in the same city. You're wondering, you know, did they really go to work today? Did, you know, like those type things.
Who were they banging?
Don't know.
Right. You don't know, you know. God, we don't trust anybody these days anymore, do we?
God, you know, we're old now.
Yeah, well, speak for yourself.
Oh, okay, I am.
Yeah, sure, okay. The next one's a real interesting thought, and it cycles back 20 years. Send snail mail.
Oh, okay, like I said, pen pal.
Send a gift, send them a card, send some flowers for no reason whatsoever. Remember,
I know, what happened to that, like getting flowers at your office and that kind of stuff?
I mean, flowers, yeah, maybe, say whatever, but, you know,
but
send
yeah,
something.
A card.
Yeah,
a postcard.
Right. And when they open it up, we open it up, it sings a big old song or something like that, those really obnoxious cards they have out there now. That's awesome. Because hopefully he or she, when you send that to them, will laugh. And their coworkers will laugh, or their housemates or whoever they, you know, are living with.
Right.
No, the whole idea is to give them something to smile at you about. And it is, you know, it's always nice to get mail that's not a bill. I mean,
correct,
it's just ridiculous how much we don't. Now, what's your favorite? A love letter, a small gift, or a card, or flowers? What do you prefer?
I mean, a card, I mean, would be great. Just, mm-hmm, you know, something that they picked out. I mean, that would just... Yeah, because we don't even get Christmas cards anymore, so let alone, you know, that would put a smile on my face.
Yeah, and remember, I said
that they, you know, went into the store and they actually thought of me rather than, you know, going online looking at e-cards or something, you know?
Exactly. Don't send an e-card, people. Okay?
Right.
Actually, go to the post office and buy a book of stamps.
I actually have stamps.
I do, too. I keep mine in the glove compartment of my car. I don't know why they're there, but that's where they are. And you just never know. That way, if I go in and I need anything mailed, they're in my car. I'm always in the car. So, enjoy the benefits of a long-distance relationship. Okay, consider this part. You have more time to spend with your friends or family. You don't argue over, you know, whose toothbrush is whose or leaving the toilet seat up or down. you know, you have the pleasure of seeing this person after a long absence. You can mull your options. Meaning that if you're in a cranky mood and you come home to your significant other and you're bitchy, you tend to snap at that person because they're supposed to love you through everything. This way you have time to calm down before you talk to them. So enjoy the benefits of actually not being in the same room all the time while you're in this particular relationship until the time comes that you actually see each other, in which it makes it sweeter. Right? Absence
right.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder, right?
That's what they say.
That's a load of crap too. But
I know.
We're so jaded. I love it. All right. Pursue common interests, even if it means you pursue them apart. Okay. Both of you go and take a skydive. Go to a movie separately that you both want to see. And kind of what we talked about before. Get out your Google Sky Map and go outside while they're on the phone with them, and Sky Map, you know, the constellations and the planets, and talk about that. All sorts of really cool things. Whatever your common interests are, pursue them together, but apart.
That is really cool.
Whoever wrote this is a genius, right?
Right. I mean, why didn't I think of this?
I don't, because we're not geniuses. But here is one that is a little more difficult, a little more serious, and that is avoiding the temptation to be controlling. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
No one should control another person. Okay? As long as you're both interested in being in the relationship, you will stick with it. Doesn't matter. But as soon as one of you decides that the other is not good enough for him, or you find somebody else, the relationship ends, whether you live a mile apart or 3,000 miles apart. So you have to trust each other to trust each other completely if it's all going to work. Because, you know, there's a lot of options out there in the world.
Right.
There's a lot of restaurants. There's a lot of movies. There's a lot of TV shows. There's a lot of people. So you have a lot of options. So you have to trust each other, or, you know, it's simply not going to work. It, you know, you've already talked about it. I've touched on it, that what are they doing right now? Who are they naked with right now? Even though you know for a fact that that's not the case, but that's sometimes how people's minds work.
Right.
You know? Do you really get that way?
I mean, I don't get that way, no. I mean, I've had controlling relationships, and, yeah, when it starts, you know, you can't go out with your friends, or you can't do this, can't even go have lunch, and I can't even imagine trying to have that even in a long-distance relationship, you know?
Right. Well, and it helps to go into it. I mean, I used to be like this until I got burned a few times, and I kind of switched my thinking, but I'm trying to get back to this, and that is going into relationship with the idea that everyone is innocent and worthy of your trust until it's proven otherwise. Now, you know, you have to prove to me that you are trustworthy. I go in not trusting anybody, which is my own issue. And, you know, therapy and medication is really helping. Don't worry. But, and I was joking about that. but every time, you know, if you're in an LDR, don't talk about, you know, don't grill them when they come back from being out for the night with friends or whatever. You know, what'd you do? Who were you with? Because that gets controlling. People don't like that. It doesn't mean that your life's paused because you're in an LDR. You need to just continue on. If you're out doing something and doing something, everybody's happy. You have more to talk about. Right?
Right. And, I mean, again, it goes back to what you already touched on, is the whole trust thing.
Right. And it also is about being upfront, too. Stacey, I'm going out with some friends tonight. We're going here. And I'll tell you all about it tomorrow. That's all you got to
right.
do. You know, if you start hiding stuff, then that's a reason not to trust.
Right. Hey, I'm going home and I'm, you know, just going to watch TV.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Heard that before.
Yeah.
All right, the next one, we'll get past the negative thing. The next one is talk about your goals. What kind of goals do you have? Support and encourage one another. You don't want to get into a situation where you're being unsupportive, because, you know what, I can find an unsupportive person who's here in the same city. I don't need to have one that's long distance, you know, and it's causing all that trouble too. So, be supportive. You know, that just goes without saying. So whether it's exercise or whether it's, you know, what you're cooking or, you know, your job or whatever it is, you know, be supportive. Not too early in the LDR, not too early, but when you guys agree, start talking about your future a little bit. Okay, now we've been doing this for a few months, or we've been doing this for a year. Let's talk about how we're going to move this forward, because, you know, I would eventually like to be in the same city. It's a nice thing, right?
It is a nice thing, yeah.
Be in the same city, be in the same area, be able to see each other more often. So how do we do that? And that's a real difficult subject to broach, I think, because, you know, are you going to move to Nashville, Stacy, or am I going to move to Georgia? Well, we both have jobs, we both have lives, we both have, well, I don't know, how do we do that? Maybe we just need to break up.
Ouch. But again,
yeah,
that goes
up
back to the expectations, you know, at the beginning.
Exactly. But like you said, expectations might change. You know,
true.
They might also lie in the beginning. Oh, I'll do whatever you want, you know. But, you know, maybe there are other circumstances, like, you know, if you're in an apartment, when's your lease up? You know, when are you done with your contract job? Or, you know, are you ready to quit your job and find something new somewhere else? Either one of you. Do you need to give notice to people that, you know, roommates or anything like that?
Or if you own a house,
do you want to sell the house? Do you have money to move? It's not cheap. You can't pack everything into the trunk of your car and go.
Right. Not to mention the whole kid thing. I mean, you got the schools and friends, you know, if the person has kids.
You don't want to move your kids to anywhere, you know, in a bad school district or, you know, so there's a lot of variables to deal with. So, but again, it's going through talking about it, which leads us to the next one, which is talking through your doubts, your uncertainties, and your fears, because you got them. Don't deny it.
Right.
You're going to have them. I don't care if you're 23 years old or 43 years old, you're going to have those, you know. I've often told, especially women, don't move to a new town for a guy.
Right.
Unless they put a ring on it. Unless you have that commitment. Because I've heard, you know, I meet people in Nashville, obviously, all the time. So when did you move here? A year ago. Why'd you move here? For a guy. Where's he? Oh, we're not together anymore. Duh! You know, so it's kind of interesting how that works. But
right.
Now, did you guys do any of this stuff so far with your last one that I've talked about so far?
The first one, yes, and with my second one, we knew that he was, or, you know, we had discussed, hey, you know, you're going to travel here every 6 weeks or, you know, once every 3 months. So, yeah, I mean, we kind of knew that, and but again, I just wasn't expecting the last minute, you know, hey, I'm in town.
Right.
And, you know, again, then we just kind of faded, and that's it.
Yeah. It's interesting how
again,
that
again, I mean, I think there, you know, we thought we talked about it, or, you know, you think you can, you know, say everything up front, but, mm-hmm. I mean, he probably fed me a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah. Men do that, don't we, huh? Anyway. Okay, a couple other things, and we're going to move on to why it doesn't work, okay? Contradicting what I just said, the next item is be positive. Be positive.
Okay.
This is work. Be positive. You know, have a positive outlook on things. You know, you're each going to have your down times and times when you're feeling, you know, depressed about your relationship or, you know, down about your relationship or, you know, this is not working for me anymore, whatever. Be positive, though. Bring each other back up out of it. If it's meant to work out, it will work out.
Right.
A couple other things, and I thought this was still – these were both kind of interesting. Give your partner a personal object of yours so when they miss you, they're able to hold on to something that once belonged to you. Like, whether it's, you know, give them, I don't know, a belt. I don't know, a pair of, my personal favorite.
A sweatshirt or, you know.
That, you know, she looks good in. And because all women look good in men's dress shirts, quite frankly.
True.
Thank you. Something like that that gives her some comfort in times of you know, being alone and things of that nature. The last one, which I don't think I have ever heard anybody do, and we're not going to talk about sex or anything like that. Well, actually, two things. I'm sorry. The one I was talking about is make plans to see each other again before you depart each other. Okay?
That's what we didn't do.
I want to come back in 3 weeks. I want to come back in 3 weeks and see you. And make a date in your planner, in your phone, on your calendar for when you're going to see each other again. And don't do it when, you know, you get home and you look at this and that, see how things look, because that puts a lot of uncertainty there, I think.
Right.
So make see each other before you part. And then the last one, which I thought was interesting, is meet each other's friends online or off. An online chat room with your friends or something like that. I thought that'd be kind of interesting.
That would be kind of interesting.
I don't know how my friends would feel about that, but, you know, it's worth a try. any other thoughts come to mind on how to make an LDR work that we might have missed?
No, I mean, you found are like, I'm going to try that next time. If I another try.
Bye, local. So shop local, whatever the term is, like a Christmas shop local. All right, now let's turn the page here literally and talk about why long-distance relationships don't work. You want to take a stab at a couple of them? Let's see, number seven. I got you on number seven.
Well, I mean, of course, we've touched on a few of them. Of course, it's going to be, you know, the time in between, you know, the visits that they turn into the adult relationship,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you're only spending a weekend together after a month.
Yeah, well, that's one. What else you got?
Again, back to the trust factor. I mean, because you don't know. I mean, the person could be married.
Oh, God, I hope not.
I hope not either, but I mean.
And so congratulations.
All right,
so you nailed a couple of them. Give me one more. Or one more reason.
Why they don't work.
One of the reasons you gave for your last one breaking down.
Oh, the day-to-day conversations, the day-to-day stuff.
Just stop talking.
You know,
communicating basically stopped happening on a day-to-day basis. So, So communication breakdown is the first one. You know, there's not, you know, as we said, there's not any FaceTime, so there's a lot of alternatives to the communication. But at some point, you have to be able to keep that going. You know, believe it or not,
right.
I run out of things to talk about. Everybody runs out of things to talk about. And if that happens with somebody that you're in a relationship with, then you might be in trouble. Okay? And if you get it to the point where it's only texting or instant messaging, stop.
That's the problem,
just,
too.
You know, move on.
That's a red flag.
Big time red flag. That means they're hiding something for sure.
Right.
Okay. Another reason is the murky future. Okay. This goes back to how to make it work is planning and talking about it. But if you don't have any idea what's going on with you and the significant other, then you have a problem. If you don't know the direction you're going in, it's probably not going to go in a good direction, okay? Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, that kind of goes back to the, you know, setting up the expectations, you know, up front and the communication.
Exactly.
And there's probably something, the breakdown that I had.
Okay, there's a zip code rule. I'm reading the zip code rule. A zip
what
code
is that?
Okay. The zip code rule, I'm just going to read this from the research that I found. The zip code rule establishes a person's primary philosophical question when it comes to monogamy. Is it cheating if it happens in a different zip code from the one occupied by your significant other? The conclusion is usually what they don't know or hurt them. If the significant other does find out, he or she will likely be too far away to key a car or smash a window. So it's cheating, basically.
It's cheating.
It's cheating, okay? No matter if you're a mile away or 3,000 miles away, if you're in a relationship that you have both defined as a relationship that you're not supposed to be seeing other people, the zip code rule is cheating, which leads us to lack of trust in number seven.
Right.
Another reason that they don't work is the cost of keeping in touch. Okay. You know, I mean, we talked about my phone bill, but there are other things to deal with now besides long distance phone bill. There is gas prices are ridiculous right now, driving back and forth. Dinners, hotel rooms, if you have to go stay in a hotel room because, you know, she might live with people and you don't want to intrude on their space, whatever. There is a financial commitment to having a long-distance relationship, and a lot of people simply cannot handle that.
Right.
Now, the hour and a half was a lot better off. I'd much rather do the hour and a half than the 5 hours at that point.
Right.
You know? You know? So, you know, the cost of keeping in touch is expensive and can get expensive. So when you're looking at your deal with Michigan, you know, I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of cost involved at that point, right?
Because, I mean, he was coming down here for work. But, you know, we had talked about me going up there. And, again, it comes down to do I have the time off, you know, the flights and, you know, working around that. And, you know, I've got other obligations here, not just my job, but my kid and whatnot. So, yeah, I mean, there's other things than just financial.
Well, let me ask you this question. If you were to go up there, if you were to have gone up there to see him, who do you think should be responsible for paying for the flight?
Okay, that would be a good – I'm glad you brought that up. That is a good bet. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I mean, do you split the cost of the flight, or do you say, hey, I got the flight, you got me while I'm there?
It depends.
I don't know.
You know, I mean, if you have the money to do it, I would say go for it. If he offers to do it, yeah, but then are you obligated to put out while you're up there? You know?
Right.
Yeah, but, I mean, especially if it's a new one. I mean, you guys had already been all through all that already. But, you know, but then, you know, then he pays for your flight. And there's a, you know, either you stay at his house or there's a hotel involved. Who covers that cost? There's food. There's entertainment. There's all sorts of stuff. You know, does the woman pitch in anything for that other than her body? I mean, you know, I mean – love you guys, but if the dude's dropping $2,000 for you to come up there, that better be some serious body you're dropping, you know? So, but again, it goes back to talking about it, but, you know, I mean, if it's me, I don't have a problem with her paying for the flight or something like that to help out. I mean, I'm not made of money. And, you know, it's an interesting thing. But then as a guy, well, I don't want her to think I'm cheap. Or I don't want her to think that, you know, I'm poor or anything like that. Well, you know, we are. And if that's not good enough for you, then I don't want to see you anymore anyway. So that.
Right. I mean, and again, it goes back to the communication. Hopefully you guys, you know, kind of talked about that kind of stuff up front.
But if either one of
you
has,
like, hey, you fly down here, you know, one time, the next time I go up there, you know.
Yeah.
But then that brings up the other thing. If one person is doing all the traveling, then I would think there's probably going to be some resentment later, you know?
Yeah.
And brings up questions, why aren't you coming to my town?
Yeah, so start taking for granted and stuff like that, exactly.
Right.
So, all right, and then the next one is a time versus returns situation, okay? How much time are we spending talking, and what return are we getting on the investment, so to speak? You know, emails, phone calls, you know, cards all sent through the, you know, sent through the mail. Take up time and effort. You know, if you start getting to the point where it's starting to be an effort, then the relationship's done. Do you agree?
Yeah, so I was going to say that, I mean, that's the case with any relationship, yeah.
Yeah, I guess. But, you know, I think that, you know, the breaking up is a lot easier if it's long distance because, you know, you just do it. And then, nobody, like I said earlier, they can't come key your car or, you know, slash your tires or blow up your dog or anything like that if they're really crazy.
Yeah, you don't have the stalking thing, yeah.
Yeah. All right. The different expectations, again, is another one. Your expectations maybe have changed or you didn't talk about them properly or enough. That usually will flush itself out in the first, you know, couple of months of it. You know, if you're the type that wants to talk 5 to 10 times a day and he's the type that is once or twice is fine, then there's a problem, you know, because there's not going to be enough communication for you. There's going to be too much communication for him, and, oh, he's going to feel smothered, and he's got this or that.
Or no too needy.
Yeah, needy. I hate that word, needy. I'm not needy. I just like texting, damn it, so shut up. Anyway, and then, you know, the last couple are very simple. Separation issues. You know, we're not in the same place. I want to touch the person. I want to feel the person. I want to kiss the person. You know, as much as we like to think Skype and telephone and FaceTime is not good enough, you know, at some point you just want to have that person around. And if you can't, you just get into, you know, you get into abandonment and you get into separation, and then it just ultimately ends and dooms the relationship, you know?
Right.
So,
I agree.
And the last one is very simple. Life goes on. You just get busy with work. You get busy with family. You get busy with your friends. Summer's now here. Spring and summer now. You're going out on the boat, or you're going, you know, on vacation, and you just get busy doing other things that don't allow you to spend and as much time talking to or communicating with that LDR. And ultimately, you just fade away, you know, and it happens. It happens to more people than it doesn't happen to, you know.
Right.
So anyway, well, do you have anything else that you would like to add or delete or subtract or multiply or divide or anything, you know, from what we've already talked about? Any other observations or anything that you would, any advice you'd like to give to our listeners tonight?
Well, no, I'm sitting here thinking, John, hey, I mean, now that we have like a good little rule, you know, little book to follow, you and I should start a long distance relationship.
Oh yeah. No, because I hate them. I hate them. I can't do it. Don't make me do it. No, I'm too touchy-feely to do that anymore. So
I agree. So am I.
You know, just half the women of Nashville, I mean. And actually, when I lived in Atlanta.
You're already thinking of me.
Yeah, it's true. Well, you know, I used to live in Atlanta, so I was flashing back to a while before that. But anyway, but it was good. But now I am so not a believer of that anymore. And it's even, you know, like I said, even driving 45 minutes from, you know, where I work or where I live to somebody else's place is geographically undesirable. So I need to probably fix that, or, you know, the choices are going to be even more limited than they already are. So, but it's all good. You know, if she's worth it, I'll make the effort. That's kind of how I feel about it. So,
right. And that's what you have to do, is make the effort.
That's all you got to do. Well, Stacey, Miss Stacey, thank you so much for joining us. I hope you got, well, you sound like you got something out of it at least, right?
I did. Not that I'm really going to try an LDR, but at least now I have some more insight to it.
Now, my best advice to everybody.
I'm not going to give up.
Yeah, I still have two words for those of you listening who are thinking about that. Stay local. That's really all I can tell you. Save yourself a lot of trouble and just stay local. But if you feel the need and you think you could pull it off, then best of luck to you. I hope this was able to help you with some pointers on how to make it work. Just mix it up a little, make it a good variety of things that you guys do. You know, use technology to your benefit, and you know, because that's really all you got at this point. Teach everything you can, and hopefully, like your friend Stacy, after a year or so, it'll work out. But you know what? Life's too short. Don't wait too long.
Right.
Because the phone is not as cracked up to be. But anyway, well, thank you very much for joining me tonight, Stace. I appreciate it. We will have you on again. You need to come up with a nice topic that you want to talk about so you can actually get a word in edgewise. Let me know, and we'll have you back on. And let me know when you come visit.
I will, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome, sweetie. Take care of yourself. And for everybody else out there, I will be back next Thursday. If you have some topics that you'd like to hear us talk about, go through the website, itsnotmeradio.com, or on the It's Not Me, It's You Facebook page, or even through Twitter. And we're launching Instagram. We're going to be on YouTube here very soon. So, you know, a lot of ways to get through to with topics and other areas of discussion. So we hope you will join us again next Thursday, and thanks again for hanging. We're not going to have any closing music tonight because I need to go get some food. So thank you guys for joining, and I will catch up with you next week. And as always, peace out, everyone.